Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
Welcome, as always, to this, our latest, almost April edition of Folk Scene with me, Mike Brocken, here on MinervaRadio.uk, which is brought to you, as always, courtesy of Coldy Media. We've some excellent new releases for you, plus two requests, which is great. One for another from Ainsley Hamill, and also another for a classic recording. And we've news of up-and-coming gigs at our spiritual home in the ancient city of Chester. Also, a bit of repeat information about Wirral poet Eric Craven's excellent poetry exhibition at New Brighton. So let's get started with the first of two selections from a new album from Lisa Knapp and Jerry Diver, who, according to one of our correspondents locally, Chris Ragsdale, hiya Chris, played a stunning set in Liverpool last week. The album is entitled Hinterland and was released during March, actually. If you don't know Lisa and Jerry's work, they are each very respected in their own right for their contributions to folk music, but they are also very creative with contemporary uses of sound, such as this next track, actually released as a single towards the end of last year, but on the album. This is Hawk and Crow.
Since I wear the blood.
isn't that good? That's really good. Very dark, mysterious. Lisa Knapp and Jerry Diver and Hawk and Crow blending. Kind of unsettling harmonies going on there with natural percussions and also electronica in the process as well. And it sounds, to me at least, I was saying to my producer Ian, and it sounds a bit foresty. You know what I mean? It's kind of like walking through. We're in a very nice area of the world at the moment, broadcasting here on Caldy Hill. And it's kind of like walking up around the back of Caldy Hill, I think, musically speaking. Anyway, it's taken from their new album, Hinterland, which is out now on Ear to the Ground Music. Very, very good and very available, I'm glad to say. We were even sent a promo CD for that, which you don't see many of them now, that's true. Okay, next up, more very exciting news. Reached the office door last week with the delivery, actually literally a delivery of the brand new Gig Spanner Big Band album, which goes by the name of Turnstone. It's 5 years since their last release, Natural Invention, and Turnstone is available from the 11th of April, not quite out as we produce this programme, but it's chock full of wonderful sounds from the sextet. Really, really is amazing. Spearheaded by none other than Peter Knight, as you know. Oh, what a career he's had, you know, with Steel Eye for years and, you know, forming his own duos, trios, etc. The band now includes Roger Flack and Sasha Truscher, as usual. Philip Henry and Hannah Martin joined a few years ago. That's the Edgelarks. Plus John Spears, the great melodeon player as well. So take a listen to this.
Yes, there was a lord living in this town. He was a lord of high renown. He had a daughter, beauty bright, and the name he gave her was his heart's delight.
Not holland handkerchief was around his head.
Lovely, lovely. One of folk's most powerfully creative groups, I think. The Gig Spanner Big Band and the child ballad Suffolk Miracle, first published by Broadside Printers in the 17th century. Yeah, get that. The 17th century. And that's the album's opener and a great example of the sheer quality of the artists in the band, really. Beautiful vocals there from Hannah Martin. They're on tour during the month of April and come to our region here in the northwest of England for four engagements. First of all, on the 19th at Kendal, nice venue up in Kendal. 20th, Bury. I'll see them in Bury. 21st in Liverpool, 22nd in Buxton. So don't miss Gig Spanner. The album is superb and they're really, what would you say in the old days with football? They're on blob. They're really on form, you know, fantastic. Okay, first request now from blues guitarist extraordinaire Karen McLeod, who was very taken with Ainsley Hamill's voice and choice of material on our last show. Ainsley has a thick sort of velvety sound. It's traditionally warm on the one hand and soulful on the other. And her new album release, Fable, is full of charming sort of nuanced selection so that she doesn't do the same thing all the way through. She changes things and changes material. So this one's for Karen McLeod, and this is the Scott Ainsley Hamill and the walking song, Dierich mi moch maden kelte. Oh, that's a cracker. Great example of a walking song, that. Diech Mechmoch Marar in Celtic. From her recently released album, Fable, that's Ainsley Hamill. And if you like what you hear, and I'm sure you do, check out birnamcd.com, birnamcd.com for that one. And they'll have copies of it for you, especially if you like the CD, you know, as we do here on Folk Scene. We mentioned last time out that the Somerset duo Sound of the Sirens have a new album due for release in May, I think it is, like mid-May. It's entitled The Other Me, and there's some very sophisticated songwriting going on here. It's folk music, Jim, but not quite as we know it, if you see what I mean, as the duo really also understand the skills of popular music songwriting. Last time out, we played the advanced single called Coming Back, and if there were proper charts, not like the charts we have these days, but it should have made the top 10 in the old days, you know, a 45 single. This time, I'd say this would have been the follow-up. Not really, but you know what I mean. And this is The Most Excellent Infinite Kindness.
Changing, I couldn't dare it to not. The absence of him only weakened my wings, so I thank you for taking this shot. So we took a breath and dive right in. No, you gave me everything. Never have I needed you more. You were braver than I knew you'd be. You held me so that I could see then just what this life is for.
Infinite Kindness by Sound of the Sirens from the southwest of England. And their album, which isn't out until May, actually, is a good one. That's a really, really nice song. And we played Coming Back on the last show to recommend them to you. The album is called The Other Me. But as I say, it's not out yet. However, they are on tour. There's a spring tour going on and they'll be selling albums at the gig, I would be bound, really. And on 12th of April, they're in our area. They're playing the Low Four, which is a nice venue in Manchester. So keep an eye out for them. Sound of the Sirens, based in the West Country, but you know they are coming around the rest of England and Scotland, etc. So keep an eye open for them. Excellent. And by the way, just before we move on with a bit more music, I mentioned before that Wirral poet Eric Craven has got a very interesting exhibition on at the Floral Pavilion in New Brighton at the moment, and it's about poetry and art, and it's called Conversations Between Poetry. And it's running to the 6th of April, so you've still got time to get down there. And actually, there's a very interesting poetry workshop taking place on Saturday the 5th of April between 11 and 1 p.m. at the Floral Pavilion itself. So, you know, it's fascinating stuff, this. And Eric is such a lovely man as well. So, you know, he'll be there and he'll be running a little poetry workshop. I kind of fancy that myself, really, in a way. Okay, let's move on with the music now, with another selection from the new Gigspanner Big Band album. Perhaps one of the all-time tragic American ballads, with what's been added is a great dobro lick has been added to it, which gives it a very contemporary feel. This is the Gigspanner Big Band, Silver Dagger. Thank you. greatest. Isn't that wonderful stuff, really? Great song, of course. Really great. It's so sad. Such a sad song. That's one of those songs that helped to make a young Joan Baez's career, Silver Dagger. But given the Philip Henry treatment via that excellent dobro lick going through there and a kind of counterpointing with Peter Knight's fantastic fiddle playing. It's from the very latest release from the Gigs Banner Big Band. The album is highly recommended and it's called Turnstone. And it's out now, just about. And try and catch them as well. Fantastic live. One US song swiftly followed by another now with the opening track from Drew and Ellie Holcomb's soon-to-be-released collection of songs, Memory Bank. Drew Holcomb with his band The Neighbours have done very well in recent years. Hit the top of the US American radio singles charts in 2023 with the song Find Your People. If you can just tap that in, you know, and listen to it, it's just great. I'll have to put it on, actually. We've got a copy of it here in the folk scene office. Whereas Ellie Holcomb has also triumphed with several top 10 singles and four Dove Awards. Dove Awards are for contributions to folk and country and alternative American music. Now, on this latest album, they're actually together, which is unusual. And it's very pleasurable, actually. See what you think of the album's opener. This is Drew and Ellie Holcomb and Memory Bank.
Seen a Fleetwood Mac reading Kerouac with an old Kodak on the dashboard. Carolina Pines, Georgia on my mind, crossing state lines through the Gulf Shore. Or a gateway to the west, Colorado's blessed. I'll invest my time in the gold rush. Put on your sunglasses, yeah, we're striking matches to all this madness behind us.
Table.
lovely stuff. I really like that. Lovely production on it. I've got my headphones on at the moment. You can really, you know what it's like with headphones on. You can really hear what's going on in the background there. I really like it. It's Drew and Ellie Holcomb. That's H-O-L-C-O-M-B. And Memory Bank from the album of the same name. And that's out in about a month or so's time. We'll play a little bit more from that album as we lead up to its release, because it will be released in specialist music shops over in this country, because they're a big act on the America and sort of country rock circuit. Look out for it next. Right, okay. Before we listen to the second selection from the new Lisa Knapp and Jerry Diver release, let's have another look at the Soundbox promotions coming up in May at St. Mary's Creative Space Chester. We've announced this a few times, haven't we? But I think it's always good to repeat it in case somebody wants to go and doesn't know how to go about doing it, etc., etc. So, it's the stuff that we've mentioned before. May the 11th, Leverett. We played a Leverett track or two, I think, in the last few programs, haven't we? Button Accordion, Andy Cutting, Sam Sweeney, the great fiddle player, and concertina of Rob Harbour. And they're classy, very classy trio. And Leverett are on at St. Mary's Creative Space in Chester on the 11th of May. We got tickets.com, and the event number is 644-220. Next one up I've got on my list, at St. Mary's in Hanbridge, that other venue in Chester, which is really interesting, on the other side of the D, May the 17th, John Wilkes is on, great finger-picking guitar. Really good, championed by Martin Simpson, no less. So that's a good recommendation. And again, we got tickets.com, and the event number is 632754. And then May the 30th, this is the one I'm looking forward to all of them, but I'm really looking forward to this one. Jack Badcock, the frontman of Dallahan, whose latest album we played quite a bit from, Cosmography, is a complete blast. It's just really, really good. That's May the 30th, Jack Badcock, at St. Mary's Creative Space back in the city centre there. We got tickets.com, 646303. Don't miss out. It's a great music venue. Both are great music venues. There's good music all night. You get all sorts of booze served to you from two beautiful ladies there. It's just a really, really nice evening. So May the 11th, Leverett. May the 17th, John Wilkes at St. Mary's in Hanbridge. And then back to the Creative Space in Chester, May the 30th for Jack Badcock. Really, really good stuff. Okay, now over to Lisa Knapp and Jerry Diver. And this is Train Song.
Split, Scots pine, floodplain, sunshine, bare soil, beige scrub, green fields, brown mud, church clock, homestead, pasture, seed head, graveyard, old stone, wire fence, tree alone, power lines, metal tracks, grinding wheels, chimney stacks, looming grey, winter scene, bending day, riverine, distant hills, poplars tall, hinterland, caravans, village hall, grazing sheep, shelter belt, evergreens, tough grass, ploughed fields, hedgerow, silo, black earth, straight road, canal, houseboat, branches bare, tangled air, bird of prey, dormant clay, substation, stately home, sewage works, solar farm, viaduct, valleys deep, city reach.
Lisa Knapp, Jerry Diver and Train Song. Just great, just great. New album is entitled Hinterland, and by all accounts, they stormed Liverpool a couple of weeks ago. Do you know, at home, I still play that fantastic masterpiece, sonic masterpiece, really, of an album that Jerry cut back in 2011. It only seems like yesterday, really. It was called Speech Project. Have you come across that one? I used it on Radio Merseyside a lot. I mean, it's a total work of sonic art and also very good with tradition, you know. I'll have to dig that one out for you and play it, play bits from it, see if you know it. Okay, request time again. Our Midlands correspondent, Claire Freeman, has had an attack of the vintage Martin Carthys and asks for Scarborough Fair. Well, anything to please the staff, Claire, and it's still beautiful, a wonderful, wonderful version. Wonderful traditional song. I wonder whether it's been played recently on folk music radio. If not, this is a newie. They won't know it. Anyway, Martin Carthy, Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, parsley, sage, rosemary. Without no seam nor a needlework, and then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to find me an acre of land, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. Between the salt water and the sea strand, and then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to plough it with a lamb's horn, parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme. and to sew it all o'er with one peppercorn. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it with a sickle of leather, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and to thresh it all out with a bunch of heather. And then she'll be a true love of mine. Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. For once she was a true love of mine.
There we go. Absolute classic, of course. We all know that anyway. But maybe some of you haven't perhaps heard the original from Martin Carlton. And it's not the original either, you know, because I think it's at least 18th century. One of those puzzle songs, you know, like Nottingham Town, you know, tell him to do this and I'll do that. Doesn't fit that. And look up and I'll look down. You know, all those kind of songs which were, you know, really very, very much part of the tradition before industrialization, really. Really good. And that's for Claire, our important contact in the Midlands, who's having a Martin Carthy week, she told me, at Scarborough Fair. And yes, it is true. Martin taught it to Paul Simon, following which Simon then copyrighted it. And he said in response, I think, on the telly once, "Cut me and I bleed," he said. Anyway, there we go. All right, on with the motley now. Former Ocean Colour Scene man Dan Seeley is about to release a solo album. And since the Ocean Colour Scene days, he's kind of rediscovered his roots a little bit, and he co-founded a band called Merry Mouth with fellow Ocean Colour Scene member Simon Fowler, plus at times in the band were Andy Cutting and John McCusker, no less. He also reformed the legendary music hall duo Cosmotheca, which was his dad's band, I think, and he certainly reformed it with his dad. Now, the solo album, and Mighty Fine It Is, Who is a very interesting one because it's very much probably an output from lockdown. You know, it's one of those albums that we need to listen to the lyrics as much as the melody, really. And I think it's an interesting one without a shadow of a doubt. I've heard it being played here and there, and they did actually play a track on Six Music a couple of days ago. The album is called Beware of Darkness, and this is Dan Seeley with his own song, Looking Inward.
Time to unlock your mind.
great song. I really like that. Really like it indeed. It's a good album too. That's Looking Inward, the song Looking Inward, from Dan Seeley, ex-Ocean Colour Scene. And he's got tour dates coming up, I think. And you can find him on Facebook anyway, facebook.com. If you tap in Dan Seeley M, you'll find out where he's going. So it looks like he's kind of rediscovering his songwriting talent for himself rather than for a band. And there is a big difference in that, isn't there? Very nicely produced as well. It's the kind of stuff that sounds good in a folk show. You know, you've got that light acoustic sound going on. The guitar's playing a real major part in that. And the album's got some very strong songs on that. We'll play another couple of tracks from that, I think, over the next few shows. So look out for Dan Seeley. He'll be around and about, and I'd recommend him. Okay, time for our third Gig Spanner big band track from the spanking new Turnstone album. I think a turnstone's a bird, isn't it? I think it is, anyway. Anyway, this is the well-known Travellers song that they've done, Betsy Williams.
Is my name. I put myself to grief and shame by loving a young man that never loved me. Oh, it's sorrow now, then I plainly see. Oh, there is an ale house in yonder's town where my true love goes and sits him down. He sits that strange girl on his knee, and don't you think come down like me at last. Oh, when I Patsy Williams, a tears money. I put myself to grief and shame by loving a young man who never loved me. All the sorrow now then I plainly see.
Lovely. Isn't that good? Excellent stuff. Betsy Williams from the Gigs and a Big Band. Brand new album called Turnstone. Great band, great album. I'm looking forward to catching them this month. And doesn't it end on that beautiful guitar lick so well? Well, just time for another Steve Tilston track from what is, according to Steve, his very last album. And we played a track last time out and we promised you another one. The album is entitled Last Call, and this is the title track. It's a solo guitar journey through Steve's various picking styles. And I'll see you very soon.